With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Microsoft just deployed Copilot for Microsoft 365 to over 330,000 employees and contractors. Probably the largest deployment of Copilot for M365 in the world. Now, customers always ask me for references and they want to talk to other customers and how they've deployed Copilot. What better customer than Microsoft itself to talk about this? And recently, Microsoft published white papers and PowerPoint slides that you can access that describe how they went on this journey. I've taken a look at those documents in addition to other documents that talk about deployment of Copilot. And in this video, in a very simplified manner, we're going to look at the four different stages. Number one is governance, followed by planning and deployment, followed by adoption, and finally support. If you ever want to go deeper into any of these topics, I'll provide documentation and links from Microsoft that go into much more detail. Now let's get started. First, a brief overview. There are many different flavors of Copilot, and today we're talking about Copilot for Microsoft 365. Microsoft deployed Copilot for M365 to 330,000 employees and contractors. Now, Microsoft sent out surveys, and of the people that responded, 74% said that Copilot for M365 made them more productive. And on average, it saved them about 20 minutes a day. The following challenges were observed during deployment. Number one, learning to delegate to AI. Most people haven't had their own personal assistant, so they're not sure when and how to delegate to AI, because Copilot is essentially your own personal assistant. Number two, learning to prompt AI. Prompt engineering is real. The way you write your prompts and the way you interact with Copilot takes some time and practice to be able to get the best response back. And number three, your usage of Copilot is specific to your role, your job function, the language and country. So Microsoft learned this and had to do some unique things to make sure that Copilot was getting used in the most efficient way based on those factors. Now let's talk about that first section of governance. And more specifically, we'll talk about tenant hygiene. See, the reason why Copilot can provide such amazing responses is because it has access to data. But unlike public AI services like OpenAI that scour the internet and provide you information that's all public, inside your corporation, there are probably lots of files and folders and chat messages and SharePoint sites that you should not have access to. Think of HR or engineering projects that should be just focused on the teams that are working on it. So basically, you want to limit oversharing. Oversharing content that's yours with people that shouldn't have access to it, or people that have shared things with you that maybe shouldn't have. So the way you do that is by using sensitivity labels. Sensitivity labels are labels that you can use to mark your emails, your SharePoint sites, your files, and based on the classification of those labels, the access gets restricted. Another best practice is having one SharePoint site per project. And that way you can define who should be a member of that SharePoint site versus using one SharePoint site for all your projects. Another way is Microsoft Purview. Now this application has so many different functions and features, but one of them is DLP, data loss prevention. So if you enable DLP, if something happens that shouldn't, then Microsoft Purview can kick in and provide some remediation. And finally, there's also restricted SharePoint search. This basically allows you to restrict Copilot to up to 100 SharePoint sites that it can then scour and have access to the data. So if you haven't done the sensitivity labels and other functions to make sure everything is in order from a tenant hygiene perspective, then you can leverage tools like restricted SharePoint search to limit Copilot's access. Let's move on to planning. In order to make sure that Copilot was being used most effectively by employees all around the world, Microsoft collaborated with 12 country-specific work councils that provided it input on cultural nuances, language access, and also ethical boundaries, because there are certainly differences between how privacy and data is handled in Europe compared to the United States. So again, this was important to make sure that usage of Copilot was specific to the role, language, and country. Moving on to deployment. Initially, Microsoft did a very targeted rollout, and to decide who would get Copilot for Microsoft 365, business impact was looked at, KPIs, key performance indicators. So who would make the most business impact if they got the initial rollout of Copilot? One important thing was product feedback. Whoever got Copilot had to provide product feedback so that the product engineering teams could keep building and improving the product before it became generally available. Now, one of the groups as a whole that got Copilot for Microsoft 365 in the beginning was IT. And this served multiple purposes. One, Microsoft knew that IT was eventually going to support its user population, so it would be important for them to have access to the tool so they can become familiar with it. And two, it was also useful for them so that they could become productive and provide feedback. So that group got Copilot first. Then department leads got to select groups of users that they thought would make the most business impact. So it was left up to them to select these individuals. But also notice that rollouts were made to entire teams because Microsoft understood that if you just pick one or two people from certain groups, you wouldn't get as much collaboration across that team. And so it would make sense to give Copilot to the entire team, all 10 or 20 people, so that they can collaborate, they can learn, they can help each other out. And once this was all done, then the next wave of rollout actually went to sales and support because that was the group that they deemed made the most business impact as a whole. As the deployment continued and more users got Copilot, the team moved into the optimization phase, adding value with extensibility. And so the team ended up building connectors for line of business tools like ServiceNow, SAP, and Workday. This allowed Copilot not to just work with Microsoft Office applications and data sources inside the tenant, but also third-party applications and data sources, adding a ton of value for the end users at Microsoft. Additionally, the teams used Copilot Studio to embed Copilot into Ask HR, Microsoft's HR support tool, so that when employees opened up cases and were chatting with the bot, they got much better responses due to Copilot being embedded in there. Critical to the success of Copilot was adoption. Getting users to actually engage with Copilot, become familiar with it, use it, love it in their everyday work. So what Microsoft did initially was, one, generate a ton of excitement so that end users wanted to get Copilot, use Copilot. And number two, create an onboarding site, a place where users can go to initially get some training. Now, the training was happening in different modalities. There were videos, there were blog posts, learning sites, and later on, there were even in-person trainings that happened locally. And it was also happening at different difficulty levels, beginner, intermediate, advanced. So there was something for everyone. And Microsoft also opened a ton of different feedback channels so that end users could ask questions from the product teams, but also learn amongst each other through these different channels. And finally, executive usage was key, because for team members to see that their executives are also using Copilot, how they're using it, and how it simplifies their workflow was motivating and encouraging them to use it in their work every day as well. On the training side, there were initially foundational trainings developed to teach users, where can you access Copilot? How do you use Copilot inside Word, Outlook, PowerPoint? Real basic 101 level courses. Then there were Viva Learning courses as well, because Microsoft uses Viva Learning a ton. And so this was a familiar environment for end users to go and take these types of courses. There were also videos and demos and frequently asked question documents that were developed by the product teams. And then later on, there were instructor-led classes because end users asked for in-person types of events so that they can collaborate and learn from each other. Those worked out really well. And also teams of Copilot champions within departments or organizational units started developing. People that were very excited and more interested about Copilot going in deeper. And so as they got this additional training and understanding from their colleagues, they'd go back to their teams and provide localized training. And finally, on the support side, which ties back into training, Microsoft leveraged Viva Engage as well as teams and channels where end users could post their questions and get responses from their colleagues or people in the product team. And then also departmental sides from finance and marketing and HR started popping up where specific use cases and support flows that those types of users were encountering got posted so that colleagues could receive help. Now, as we wrap, I do want to bring your attention to one link in the last slide of applying AI at scale, and that is deploying Copilot for Microsoft 365 in 4 chapters. I looked at this document and I read through it and I thought that it was a great article. It essentially talks about what we talked about, but in much more detail. So make sure you check that out. Also check out the other links in that last slide as well. Tons of great content. Now I hope you found this summary of deploying Copilot according to Microsoft for all those users helpful. If you have any comments, let me know. If you like this video, make sure you give it a thumbs up. And if you have also deployed Copilot and have some unique experiences, I would love to hear your feedback. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll catch you on the next one.